We're learning Masech the Saita Daf Hey Mabez, and we're starting halfway down the Amud by the two dots. We have finished the Garata for now. Now we're going back to our Mishnah. Our Mishnah said that there's something called Kinu Vesira. Kinu means that the husband warns his wife, don't hang out with so and so. And then if she is a Saita, secludes herself with the man, she is also the husband until she drinks the Mei Saita. So the Mishnah says like this: Ketza Mekanelo. What's example of warning? Don't talk with that person. And she spoke with him. If she secludes herself with the person, then she's also lebeisa. So, what's example of warning? Don't talk to the person. And then the Mishnah says, by the way, but it has to be that you were secluded, not talking. But it sounds like al tadabri is called a Kina. It's called kinui. It's called warning her, like al-tadabri. And Amar has a kasha with that. Hagufa kasha. Amrit, omalof reshtayim, al-tadabri, imish plainly, zeh. That's example of kinui. Alma diber, stiru. You see, diber is stira, and that's called warning. That's called kinui. Vahad tani, then it says, dibri imai. Then it says, you spoke to her, she spoke to him, adayim teres lebeis, teres lakam v'chumas, alma dibra lav klumu. Dibra is nothing. So how could it be in the warning, he's saying, adabri and plainly, dibra is nothing. Like we see in the Mishnah itself, dibra is nothing. You have to have stira. How do we see it? It says like this. What's example of kina? Now, what's kina? Kina v'stira, right? What's example of kina? What's example of kina warning? Adabri and plainly.
Right.
So then Mar says, Dibra is nothing. So how can you warn something with something that's nothing? When you warn someone, it has to be something that is the thing you're not allowed to do. Here, Dibra will not be a stira, so then it doesn't make sense that the kinui is something that there's no issa to do.
What should it say?
What? It's the artistry in plainly. Don't seclude yourself with that person. That's what it should be, the kinui. That's what sounding from the Sefer. What's real kinui? Artistry in plainly, not dabri in plainly. It starts with dabri in plainly, that's enough of a kinui. Then it says, Dibra is nothing. You're right. Al tadabri v'dibra. If someone warns al tadabri v'dibra, that means like this. When it says ketzad mekani law is not the next line is not a purist of the right type of kinui. It's all a process of learning the Mishnah that ketzad mekani law and it won't be good, and then the only one will be good is if you say out history and then she says it. And the Gemara explains. Oh, but how come out of dabri? If you warn her, don't talk to Reuven. V'dibra, and she spoke to Reuven. Or you said out of dabri, don't talk to Reuven. V'nistera, and she secluded herself with Reuven. Or you said out history. Or you said don't seclude yourself with Reuven. V'dibra imai, and she spoke to Reuven. All those three different cases, adayim with teres lebeisa, with teres lekav chuma. She's still mutter to her husband, and she's mutter to the chuma. Nichdesayim lebeisa seiser. But if you warned her out history, and then she went imoy lebeisa seiser, she went with Reuven into a private house. For shasli the tuma, she waited the tuma. Like learned yesterday's black, how long that is? Asura lebeisa, asura lekav chuma. She is usher to her husband and usher to the chuma. So that means echanami. The Mishnah is saying that the correct stira, that the correct kinu of a stira is if you say artistry in plainly, and then she is seiser with that plainly, secludes herself with that plainly.
She says al tadabri,
right?
And then she goes and she is stira.
That's
so not good.
Right. That's why you have to stick in a little bit thing. That's not the example. Only time stira is a problem. Only if you say artistry in plainly. That's what Babai is telling you. Anytime you say al-tadaber, it doesn't work. And the Mishnah beginning that says, if you say al-tadaber, and it says muteris lebeis, go on every type of option of al-tadaber. Even if she's saisa or she's dibra. Either way, it's mutter. The only way we also only with al-tadaber. That's what comes out from our Gemara. So, Gemara Vaita. The Meis Chiletzes. It says, now this fellow, this guy, is married to, let's say we're going back, now Reuven is now the husband. So Reuven is married to a lady, and she becomes a Saita, which means Reuven warned her, and she was Saita, and she secluded herself with someone. Now she is a Saita. Saita means she's Suffolk if she's Osir. She's not bad that she's Suffolk if she's Osir, but Allah says, the Torah says, is Isser on a Suffolk Saita. Now the Suffolk Saita has to go drink the Mei Hamarim, has to go up to drink the Mei Saita. Until then, she's Osir to her husband. Now, they didn't have any children, and Reuven dies. And Reuven has a brother, Shimon. Does Shimon do Yibum or not? So the Mishnah says, if Reuven dies, Shimon does not do Yibum, But he does do chalitza. So it sounds like this is not deraisa, it would sound like maybe even. Because usually if something is erva midaraisa, there's no yibum either. There's no yibum or chalitza. Here it sounds like there is chalitza, but no yibum. So let's see what's pshat in this halacha. Pray the Gemara Kasha. Amai, what's pshat? Tisyav nam yivumi. And the oimik of the Gemara's question is, why shouldn't Shimon do yibum? Lamaisa, she's not vadai aser. And she's not a vada mezana. And Lamaisa, there's a new din. She's also to her husband. But to a yavam, what's happens? Why should we also to the yavam?
Place of his brother.
Right, okay. So, yeah, but certain things that only also to this, if it should be Vaday, also Vaday, she did Vaday, she was Zana, you're right. But here it's only a Safik, maybe it's only then the husband. It says in the Pasuk that if Kimotza by Ever is Dava, Vyotza me Beisa, that's the one case where there is a get, because she was Mazana Bavada in that case, so it's Mashma Dafklish Achar, but she can't marry the Yavam. Are you going to ask me, okay, that's not a Raya, that's talking about a Soita Vadai. The Eidim even says, Dova Dova Mamun of the Ever's Dova. So who has the right to this? It's Toys Asakasha. Toys the Maskla Achar, the Yavam Asakasha. Ikasha, Bahai Krob, a Soita Vadai, the Eidim Siv. I'm the third Toys on Amun. The Afin Dov Dov Mamun, the Sevi Dov Gittin, the Sevi Dov Dov Parakam Dov Dov Mamun, the Batur Baruch Alechalitza, the Mechalitza, the Sevi Tumma, Karayis. So what's going on here? How are we learning a Pasuk that's talking about Vadai? Teretz, the La'acha Lo Yitzchuk L'michtav. El, you don't need the word Yatz La'acha then, because we know that from Tumma. El, Yaitz Shem Stira, Kim the Nafkla Sevi Dov Dov, Sevi Tumma, he says it's like a Me'ena Indian. The Yatz of Hoyz Lish Acha saying Davka La'acha Nat Yavam can't be going on a Sevi Dov Dov. Because Soita Vada, we know, cannot marry the Yavam because Tumak Sibbe, she's a regular Erva. And she doesn't even need Chalitza like Tosha speaks out. You don't even need Chalitza for that. But here, a Soita Safik, we know it from the Pasuk, La'akar of the Yavam. That's what we know it from. Omle Abaya, if that's the case, so we're learning that from this Drasha, so you shouldn't need a Chalitza either. Omle Abaya, Miata, Chalitza, not Chalitza, why do you need Chalitza? If the Torah was patterned, the Torah patted you from Libum and said Lish Achar Dafka. So then, why do you need Chalitza? Amalei, I'll tell you why. Because Ilu Isa Labal, because this type of case Ilu Isa Labal Miloi Boy Get wouldn't need a Get Hashtanami to buy a Chalitza. Since if she would be married to the Baal, she'd not be Mutter without a Get. You have to write a Get. So therefore, here also you're going to need Chalitza. You're going to need Chalitza. So that's what you're going to need. That's the bring right here. Pshat, she's taking over. He's like what you said, taking over the husband. And since the husband would need a get, here also the suffix saita. What?
She wants to drink the may saita and then say and do yibum. That's fine.
She wants to drink the may saita. Yeah, depends what happens. Of course she could. Yeah, if she drinks the may saita and she's tar, of course. Yeah. Oh, now? Oh, that's a different story. No, now after the husband dies, she can't do it. It says the Baal has to bring her up. It's a good question, but the pasuk says the Gemara Darshan is that only a Baal can be saita.
She doesn't need get.
What?
She doesn't need to get a thousand. Saying she doesn't need to get a thousand.
No, here there's no absence to drink the Meisaita because Dafka, a husband, could give to drink the Meisaita to the wife and no one else. That's the halacha. Akaponim, so the child like this. By a Saita Vadai, it says Tumak Sivbeis. That's added a question. That's a special heter. That's Tumak Sivbeis, it's like a Arias. There's no Chalitz, no Yivam. Here we're saying, Le'ish Achar, it says that she's not allowed to marry her Yavam, only marry Ish Acha. Why does it need Chalitza? Because Lamaisa, since she's still connected to the husband and we need a get to separate herself from that husband, therefore, he'll need Chalitza also. That is the first Mahalach and why there is no Yibum, but there is Chalitza. There are going to be a few different Mahalachim. We'll see one more today. Vist Amri, Omrav Yosef, Rachmana Omar, V'yotzum Abaysa, Baysai, V'holcha V'hoysel Ish Acha, D'loy Listerei Lebaysai. It says in the Pasuk that if someone is married to a lady who is unfaithful, what does it say? The Torah says, give her a get, because Motzaba Erves Dava, and she shouldn't destroy your house. Like the Gemara said before, Zenusa Bebeisa Kikari Shumshima. That if someone has nus in the house, it's like a worm for sesame. So the Torah says, if you Motzaba Erves Dava, send her packing. Va'at Armas is Yavna Mivumi, now we're going to tell you it's a mitzvah to do Yibum. The Torah is saying that this is not a good person to be married to. So it makes no sense. The Torah would say, do yibum, mitzvah yibum, on someone we're telling you, get her out of the house. That's Rav Yosef Shap. Omle Abaya, El Miata, La Achar, Leitanasi, also listed to Rebbeisa. If she's such a bad apple, so why should she marry anyone? We say she shouldn't marry anyone. What, like, what's the episode? You have him Dafka worry about, but let him marry anyone else? She shouldn't destroy anyone's house. Omle, Mi Karamino Lea Bal Karche. Someone else, we're not saying she has to marry someone else. That's the guy's own choice. The guy can find out what's going on. But a mitzvah of chalitza is that you're supposed to do chalitza. Because the mitzvah of yibum is that you're supposed to yibum. Yibum comes before chalitza. Yibum is something you have to do. So it makes no sense that Torah is saying it's a mitzvah and you have to do yibum when you have a bad apple here who destroy your house. That makes no sense. And therefore, Zok Rashi, therefore, since there's no mitzvah anymore, then if it goes into the iser of Eish Shach, Shloim Maka Mitzvah, which obviously ain't Eish Shach Shloim Maka Mitzvah, because you need Chalitza here. But that's what Rashi says. Rashi says, top Rashi says, when Mela Shmin and Krah, the also Yavmah, Lo Shayach Be'ibum, Vahav Eish Shach Shloim Maka Mitzvah, which we're saying means Ke'ain that, because Avada over here, there's din chalitza. Back upon him, we're saying like this. The Gemara had a kasha. The Gemara said, "Pshat svara. Why is no yibum on this lady? Because she's a bad apple. She's a bad influence in the house. She's not good in the house." So the question was, if that's the reason not to yibum, so hey, let marry anyone else. The Gemara says, "I didn't tell her she has to marry someone else. Someone has their own choice. Now she ain't gonna yibum with a mitzvah. It's Torah says you should. That we say Torah's not gonna say you should marry someone who is a bad apple." And therefore, Rashi explains it. Therefore, it becomes now an issur to do yibum. Why? Look, what Rashi's referring is, let it be a choice. Let it be a choice. No. Once the mitzvah yibum, it's also do yibum, because it comes, Eish Shach, Shaloi B'maka Mitzvah. And Mi'at Shem, on the next year, we will continue another two pshatim in why there's an issur yibum for this Safik Saita.